Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Mission Hospital now offers a new procedure for severe asthma. My guest is Dr. Robert Goldberg. He's a pulmonary and critical care physician at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Goldberg. Tell us a little bit about bronchial thermoplasty. What is it? Who benefits from it? And how does it work?
Well, bronchial thermoplasty is a new minimally invasive procedure, which is for those patients with severe persistent asthma. It's minimally invasive, meaning that it's delivered via a bronchoscope, a small camera, which is inserted through the patient's mouth or nose to go into their airways. Through that bronchoscope, that small camera, a small probe is expanded in the patient's airways in a stepwise fashion, burning away the airways. When I say burning away, I don't mean that they become overly heated or cause any permanent damage. It just heats the airways to about 65 degrees Celsius or the temperature of a hot cup of coffee. And by heating up the airways, what it completes is reducing the smooth muscle. So going a step back, with asthma, a big issue is that the patient's airways spasm. They constrict, usually in response to some exposure. These muscles cause this constriction. So by reducing the smooth muscle, the procedure is able to reduce the patient's spasm and improve their quality of life and reduce their asthma attacks.
Now, when would somebody consider this type of procedure? You know, have they already been through, you know, the pulmonary specialists and using inhalers and trying medications or looking around at their environment to see if there's ways they can reduce their exposure to triggers? When does this come into play?
The patients that are candidates for bronchial thermoplasty have gone through all these steps to try and control their asthma. They usually are the patients who are seeing pulmonologists or allergists on a regular basis. They are the patients who are having frequent exacerbations or asthma attacks, needing breakthrough therapy. Most of these patients are on multiple inhalers. Usually, at the very least, they're on a combination inhaler such as Advair, Symbicort, or Dulera. That's a combination of an inhaled steroid. A steroid is used in asthma in order to reduce inflammation. And then also, it has what's called a long-acting beta agonist, which is a bronchodilator medication that is specifically geared to open up the airways and counteract the constriction. So these patients are on high doses of these combination long-acting beta agonist and inhaled corticosteroid inhalers. They might also be on more advanced medications such as Xolair, which is a infusion which asthmatics can sometimes need, especially if there's an allergic component to their asthma. And these are the patients that are utilizing the most healthcare resources, the patients who are needing to come to the ER frequently or have unscheduled physician visits or receive breakthrough steroid courses. Steroids are an oral medication that reduces inflammation and is the mainstay of treatment for asthma attacks.
So tell us about the procedure, Dr. Goldberg. What can a patient expect? Is there recovery time? Does it work the first time? Is it something? Because, you know, they all want to know what is going to happen afterwards. Can they go back to work? And since Mission Hospital is the first hospital in Orange County to perform bronchial thermoplasty, let them know what to expect during, before, and after.
Sure. Before the procedure, the patient is usually evaluated by myself or their pulmonologist or allergist to assess whether they are a candidate. And then since I am the main physician performing it here at Mission, I would evaluate the patient, make sure that they are a good candidate. Once we establish that they are a good candidate, we submit for insurance authorization. Once we obtain that authorization, we'll arrange for the procedure. The procedure is done in three separate steps. First, we'll treat the right lower lobe. Then we'll treat the left lower lobe, then we'll treat the bilateral upper lobes. The reason why we separate into those three separate steps is that you can imagine we're taking an asthmatic and doing a procedure on their airways, they're at risk to go into an asthma attack. So by separating it into those three steps, we are only causing that asthma attack in that specific part of the lung, which allows the other areas of the lung to be able to function well and help the patient recover through that asthma attack. The procedure is performed either under moderate sedation, similar to how patients will have a colonoscopy. They'll receive twilight sleep, some medication to make them a little sleepy so they don't know what's going on, but they're not completely asleep. Or the procedure is performed under general anesthesia, in which they are completely asleep. The procedure usually takes about 1 hour at the longest, and then the patient must be monitored for 3 to 4 hours in the hospital. Excuse me. After that 3 to 4 hours, over 96% of patients will go home that same day. For the first week after the procedure, the patients usually feel a little tight, a little more difficulty with their asthma. This is usually well treated with increased nebulizer or bronchodilator use. Sometimes we do have to extend a course of steroids in order to counteract that asthma attack that I just caused by this procedure. After the procedure is performed, for the first couple weeks to a month, the patient might feel a little more tight, but on my experience, most patients feel much better after a month. This procedure does not take away the patient's asthma. What it is successful in doing is reducing the amount of asthma exacerbations and reducing their use of healthcare resources, reducing their need to come to the ER or see their doctor unexpectedly due to asthma attacks.
Now, after the fact, and you say for the the month after, they might feel a little tight, and I imagine patients sort of freak out a little and say, well, I don't know if it worked, you know. What then? Once, it's not intended to cure asthma, we're aware of that, but it may reduce their ER visits and maybe the number of severe asthma attacks they experience. What will they feel? Will they feel a little bit of easier breathing from this? Will they notice a difference afterwards, after the tightness goes away?
Each patient is unique. I've had patients that have stated on the 31st day, all of a sudden they felt like they opened up and they were doing great. I've had other patients that said they didn't feel much of a difference, but then when we go back and look at their use of medications prior to the procedure and their use of medications after the procedure, they have a significant decrease in those use of medications. And the patients don't need to come to the ER as frequently. One patient that I've had used to have to go to the ER very frequently, especially during the spring season, as he would have allergic asthma attacks to his work environment. Since completing the procedure, he has not had to go to the ER once, whereas prior to the procedure, he had to go to the ER 1 to 2 times per month.
Wow, it sounds like an amazing procedure. And how long? I mean, is this a permanent thing when you've gone in there and kind of cleared it out a little bit? Is this a permanent thing, or then a couple of years down the line, they may have to repeat the procedure?
We can't say that it's permanent because it's only been around for about 11 years. In the experimental phase, as well as the currently FDA-approved phase. What we can say is that there is data up to 5 years, which was recently published or is going to be published in one of the allergy journals, which shows that the response to this procedure persists for 5 years. This is based on the original AIR-2 trial, which was the trial which really showed that this was a successful procedure. In this procedure, there was a double-blinded sham-controlled trial, meaning we had two populations of patients, those who actually underwent bronchial thermoplasty, and then a population of patients that underwent the bronchoscopy, had a probe inserted into their airways, had a machine that made the same exact sound as the active machines, but it did not deliver the energy. So those were the control patients, and they were able to compare the two populations, those who received bronchial thermoplasty and those who received the sham procedure. So from that trial, they showed that there was a significant difference. as an extension to that trial, they've watched the patients who received bronchiothermoplasty up to 5 years, and they see a persistence of the effect of the procedure.
Wow.
There is data up to 11 years on the original population, which was a feasibility study, meaning could this work and is it safe? These patients are up to 11 years out, and they have no significant long-term side effects from the procedure.
Sounds like an amazing procedure. Thank you so much, Dr. Robert Goldberg. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information on bronchial thermoplasty, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Melanie Cole for Mission Radio. Thanks for listening.